Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
Happy Chinese New Year, brothers and sisters. 通常我们台湾人啊，在过年的时候，我们都会吃很多。
Usually during Chinese New Year, Taiwan will eat a lot.
Felix and I, during the vacation, we eat together.
我们一起吃。
We drink together.
我们在一起变胖。
Drink together.
一起喝。
And fat together.
然后一起变胖。
Yes. Because, 最近今天这件外套，我觉得在找衬衫的时候，发现这件衬衫我已经快穿不下
了。So when I was looking for the clothes, I couldn't fit.
感谢主，那在开春的第一天，我能够跟雨中一起服侍。
So praise the Lord, first day on Chinese New Year, I get to serve with my brother.
以前呢，我是个混帮派的。
I used to be in a gang.
以前我出门的时候都要带着很高大的一个保镖。
就是要塞，就是你的 big bodyguard。
感谢主。现在服侍的时候也是一个跟一个很高大的保
镖。Praise the Lord, I will serve also as a big bodyguard.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. 好，我们今天要继续我们的十字架系列。
So today we'll continue our series on the cross.
下一章。好，那当初Pastor Bruce 邀请我来选一篇信息的时候，我就选了百夫长的从怀疑到相信。
When Pastor Bruce asked me to preach about the series, I chose the Roman Centurion.
因为翻译需要时间，所以我今天会大部分用我的生命的见证来见证说圣经上面所写的都是真实可信的。
So because of the time limit, I'll use my own testimony to talk about this.
好，我们今天要分享百夫长的信息，从怀疑到相信。
So we'll share about the Roman centurion today, from skeptic to believe.
就像我刚刚说的，我以前是帮派分子。
Like I just said, I used to be an ex-gang member.
从小我就不是个 good boy.
Yeah, from little, I was not a good boy.
幼稚园的时候呢，我抢了同学的玩具，我就不会玩。
In the kindergarten, I would snatch the other classmates' toys.
我小的时候呢，我就开始学坏，就会偷我妈妈的钱。
In elementary school, I would steal my mom's money.
因为我要买铅笔盒送给我的女同学。
I would buy pencil case for the female classmate I liked.
国中的时候呢，我就每天就是打架、抽烟、喝酒。
In middle school, I used to smoke, I used to get in fights and drink.
所以我每天就是被叫到训导处去写我的过失。
I would go to the student affairs office to write the what we call the repentance letters in Taiwan.
所以我变成了写悔过书的高手。
So I became a repentance letter expert.
只要有同学要写悔过书，就会跟我要一份来抄。
The other classmates all ask me for the repentance letters to copy it.
反正内容都差不多，换个日期就好了。
Because the content is the same, they just have to change the date.
高中呢，我念了。有没有要猜我高中念的几间的毕业
？All right, so how many people want to guess how many high schools Tommy went to?
Five. 太小
看
了。
Eight.
太小看了。
Eight. No.
我总共念了七间高中。
I went to seven different high schools.
花了七年。
Seven years.
我才找到一间，你只要敢给他钱，他就敢给你毕业证书的学校。
And I found about a high school that also you gave them money, they will give you a diploma.
我才顺利的毕业。
That's how I graduated.
大家知道七在圣经中代表完全。
Seven in the Bible as a whole is a complete number.
我的人生就是完全的在混。
My life was a complete mess.
混帮派，吸毒，最后做进去做了八年的牢。
Right, mess around in gangs, got in drugs, and then spent 8 years in prison.
但是神改变了我的人生。
But God changed my life.
出狱后短短的八年。出狱以后短短八年。
Yeah, after getting out of prison for 8 years.
神带领我去念了神学院。
God led me to seminary.
目前也在更深团契服侍受洗人的孩子。
And serving in the prison ministry.
Praise the Lord. 一定要去办。那这个月是我们的结婚两周年的纪念日，我们的2周年，2周年的纪念日。这一切不是我做的什么。
This is not because of what I did.
而是我选择相信的耶稣。
It's because I chose to believe in Jesus.
耶稣他就在我生命当中做了奇妙的工作。
And Jesus did wonderful works in my life.
他十字架上面的工作可以改变人的一生。
What he did on the cross can change, can transform a person's life.
但是一个人要从怀疑到相信，一定会有个经历。
But for a person to go from doubt to belief has to be a process.
我们先来看看百夫长他经历了什么。
Let's take a look at what the Roman centurion experienced.
In the Gospel of Luke, he saw Jesus crucified.
So in Luke, the Roman centurion, before when Jesus died on the cross, encountered a supernatural.
就是日光消失，黑暗笼罩大地。
The sun stopped shining, and the darkness was on the earth.
最后，百夫长得到一个结论，就是耶稣是个义人。
This Roman centurion realized that Jesus was a righteous man.
在另外一段经文，在马太福音。
The other one is in Matthew.
百夫长他的结论是耶稣是神的儿子。
Yeah, he came to the conclusion that Jesus was the Son of God.
这两个结论其实是同一个结论。
These two conclusions are one.
因为这世界上连一个义人都没有。
Because in this world, not one man is righteous.
只有耶稣基督他是神的儿子，他是无罪的。
Only Jesus, the Son of God, who is sinless.
只有神的儿子能够担当我们的罪。
Only the Son of God can bear our sins.
不然今天我们没有一个人可以坐在这边，站在十字架的面前。
None of us can stand in front of the cross.
那今天的主角是百夫长，所以我们先来看看，百夫长他是个什么样的人。
So let's take a look at the Roman centurion today.
百夫长他是一个最不可能相信耶稣的人。
He was a person who It is impossible to believe in Jesus.
I'm both impossible. Yeah. Right.
So he was a person who pursued the power of the world.
他现在是百夫长，接下来他要追求什么？就是千夫长。
He was a centurion, and he was pursuing to be a. The centurion was had control over 100 people. He was pursuing to be in control for 1,000.
他追求的是世界要给他的。
Yeah, he pursued the powers of the world.
百夫长呢，他同时他也是个常常执行死刑的人。
And he executed out the death penalties.
我们看到死刑，我们会觉得很可怕。
When we look at the death penalties, we'll have fear.
但是因为他常常执行死刑，所以他对罪已经没有感觉。
Because he executed these death penalties, he was numb to sin.
而且百夫长他是一个亲手钉死耶稣基督的人。
And he was the one who personally crucified Jesus.
所以我认为百夫长是很难相信耶稣的。
So I think the centurion is impossible for him to believe in Jesus.
过去的我也是一样。And
that was me.
我是个最不可能相信耶稣的人。
I was a person who was impossible to believe in Jesus.
这个人呢，不是我的兄弟。
This guy on the right is not his brother.
不是我的朋友。It's
not his friend.
他是一个警察。
It's a police officer.
我手上其实戴着手铐。And
I was handcuffed.
那个时候呢，我在进监狱之前被抓的时候，有新闻记者来帮我拍了这张照片。
Before I got in prison, there was a reporter who took this picture.
这对我来说其实是个纪念。
This for me is a remembrance.
让我常常想起我过去是怎么样的，活在罪的世界里面。
I can think back on how I lived back in the world.
以前我就是追求世界的价值。
I used to pursue all these things in the world.
我活在罪中，我也对罪没有感觉。
I lived in sin, I was numb to sin.
但是耶稣仍然为我钉了十字架。
But Jesus still crucified himself for me.
其实像我这样的人是很难相信耶稣。So
for me, It's impossible for me to believe in Jesus.
国中的时候呢，有个姐姐来跟我讲福音。
In middle school, there was a neighboring old sister who preached the gospel to me.
她带我到了士林的锡安堂。She
brought me to a Zion Church in 士林。
但是那时候我到教会的时候，我觉得教会很无聊。
When I got to church, I thought church was so boring.
而且聚会到一半，还有人把一个袋子拿到你面前。
In the middle of the service, people will have the bags and get the bags in front of you.
然后叫你把钱丢进去。
And ask you for money.
我一问一下，哦，原来这叫奉献。
And when I asked, it was called an offering.
那隔周主日呢，我就把我那个念国小孩这么小的弟弟也带到了教会。
So next week, I brought my little brother who was in elementary school to church.
他知道为什么吗？
You know why?
因为我可以拿到两份的奉献钱
，so I could have double the money, double the offering money.
跟我妈妈要两份奉献钱
，so he asked his mom for the offering money.
但是呢，我就警告我弟弟说，你乖乖待在教会，不可以乱跑，不可以告密。
But I warned my brother, stay in church and don't snitch.
但是我自己却带了两份的奉献钱跟同学去撞球。
But I took those money and went to play pool.
那我就警告我弟弟
，and so I warned my brother.
所以我弟弟从小就学会一件事情。
So、my little brother learned one thing when he was little.
就是把被我恐吓的恐惧交托给神。
Cast all his fears on the Lord.
所以他就信主得救。
So he was saved.
所以算起来，我算是从小就有传福音的恩赐。
So technically, I do have a gift for of evangelism.
但是我自己却拒绝了神，离开了教会。
I myself refused God and left the church.
因为为什么？因为跟百夫长一样，外面的世界比较吸引我。
Just like the Roman centurion, the world outside was more appealing.
我想追求的是这世界给我的一切。
I want to pursue what the world has to offer for me.
你们说这样的人怎么相信耶稣？
How does a person believe in Jesus like that?
其实这中间经过非常长的一个过程。
And this was a long process.
从相信到怀疑，其实需要一个过程。
From skeptic to believe, it's a process.
我们看到百夫长，他在路加福音当中，他看到了黑暗笼罩了大地，直到深处。
And in this verse, we can see that the earth, it was dark for 3 hours, just 6 hours.
这段黑暗时间经过了长达六个小时。
This period of darkness lasted 6 hours.
这六个小时其实是百夫长他没有经历过的一切。
And it was like the darkness he has never experienced.
我自己经历的黑暗时期，不止六小时。
Right, my dark period was not 6 hours only.
我人生都有一些黑暗阶段，不是吗？
Our life is filled with dark periods.
我们有时候会遇到一些我们过不去的关口。
Some.Things we cannot overcome ourselves.
最后我们才愿意进到教会。
Then we are willing to step into church.
因为我们知道我们靠着我们自己不行。
Because we realize that we cannot do it by our own.
但是这个历程我经历了不止六小时，我一经历就经历了30年。
This dark period wasn't only 6 hours; it was 30 years.
退伍以后我就加入了帮派。
After military service, I joined the gang.
我就开始经营夜店。
And I ran nightclubs.
一开始我混得很好
，It was going great at first.
有钱，有女人，有名车，要什么我就有什么。
I got money, I got women, I got fast cars, whatever I wanted, I got.
但是在那个环境下面，我就碰到了毒品。
But it was during that time I got involved in drugs.
为了吸毒，我什么事都干得出来。
And for the next high, for getting the next high, I would do anything.
最后我就因为强盗跟改造枪支的案件，我就入狱。
So at the end, I was sentenced to prison with robbery and modified firearms.
其实被警察抓的时候，我还是迷迷糊糊的。
When I was caught by police, I was in a confused, dazed and confused state.
因为我已经吸毒吸到7天没睡觉。
And I was doing drugs for 7 days, so I couldn't sleep for 7 days.
从被警察抓到警察局。
From getting caught by the police to the police station,
再从警察局送到法院
，and to the police station to the court.
法院说收押到看守所。
The judge said you got to go to the holding cell.
那段记忆其实我都是片片段段的。
That memory was fragmented.
我是直到进到看守所，铁门在我后面很大一声关起来的时候，我才惊觉说我要被关，而且关就是关11年。
So when the door of the holding cell shut, it made a loud noise, and he realized that he was in prison and facing 11 years.
在监狱的时候，因为我是重刑犯。
And because in prison I was a felon. So for the new inmates, they had to be in the new cell for 2 months.
大家想知道那两个月怎么过的吗？
And you know how I spent those 2 months?
早上起来我们就要开始打坐。
Every morning we woke up and had meditating.
而且不能跟旁边的人讲话。
You cannot talk to the persons next to you.
一打坐就要打坐到中午。
You gotta meditate to the noon.
那些广播器会不断地播放的金刚经。
And the speaker will play all the Buddhist chants.
下午继续打坐。
And continue to meditate in the afternoon.
直到吃晚餐的时候。
Until dinner time.
然后晚上的时候不用打坐了，但是要自修。
And now you don't have to meditate anymore, but you gotta study.
主管会丢一本书让你进来，让你自己读。
And the prison guard will throw a book into the cell.
你回去试试看，打坐一整天。
You go home and try meditating for a whole day.
那是什么感觉？
And see what it feels like.
你拿到什么书，你就会仔细的看。
Whatever book you can have, you will read it.
那时候每天主管丢进来给我一本书，是一个道教出版的小册子。
So every day the prison guard threw in a book, it was a Taoist booklet.
叫做地狱日游。
It's called A Journey to Hell.
那内容很可怕。
And the content was scary.
他说有一个人被提到十八层地狱。
It said a person who was brought to the 18 levels of hell.
如果说你今生有说过谎， 你就要到八层地狱。
If you lie before in your life, you gotta go to the tongue of pulling hell.
你如果今生犯了奸淫，你就要到一个钉床上面，被按在地上上面，永世不得翻身。
If you committed adultery, you get nailed on a bed for eternity.
我一张一张的看，看到最后，我想过我完蛋了。
I flipped through those pages and I said to myself, I'm screwed.
因为里面的罪我全部都犯了。
Because in the book I committed every crime.
但是翻到最后一页的时候呢，这本书有给你答案。
But at the end of the book, there was a solution.
要怎么解决这个问题呢？
How do you solve this problem?
只要到出版这本书的那个庙里面。
You gotta go to the temple who published this book.
去买金莲花座几座，银莲花座几座。
And buy what we call golden lotus seats, and gold ones and silver ones.
就可以免去那个地狱的痛。
And you can be set free from the pains of hell.
听起来是不是很可笑？
Sounds ridiculous, isn't it?
这是以前我在做的事情。
But that was me, that was what I was doing in my life.
就是把别人的钱从别人口袋放到我的口袋。
Stealing people's money from their pockets and put it into my pocket.
所以我根本不相信这本书所写的。
So I didn't believe what this book was talking about.
但是呢，那时候我心里面却有一个感觉。
Because I felt something in my heart.
就是好像有一种黑暗的势力。
There was a dark force.
一步一步的要把我拖到地狱里面去。Dragging
me step by step into hell.
感谢耶稣，这个时候，耶稣开始工作。Praise
be to Jesus that Jesus starts to work in my life.
他把我从地狱当中一步一步的救了出来。He
led me out of hell step by step.
从怀疑到相信是耶稣基督牺牲的工作。And
from skeptic to believer, it is the work of Jesus' sacrifice.
耶稣在断气前，他很大声地说。 父亲啊，我把我的灵魂交在你的手中。
Before Jesus died, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
百夫长看到了什么？
And what did the Roman centurion see?
他看到了耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲。
He saw Jesus' sacrifice on the cross.
我们现在很多人也是因为看到耶稣基督的牺牲。
A lot of people see Jesus' sacrifice on the cross.
他们愿意跟随耶稣。
And are willing to follow Jesus.
就很像宣教士，我们教会很多宣教士，去到各地去跟人家传福音。Like
missionaries, we have a lot of missionaries at our church are willing to go outside of Taiwan to preach the gospel.
就在我在监狱绝望的时候。When
I was desperate in prison.
突然有一天，有个满头白头发的牧师。There
was a gray-haired pastor who came into prison.
他是根生团契的黄明正牧师。
And he was called Pastor Huang from the prison ministry.
大家都叫他监狱天使。
And he was called the angel of the prison.
他本来在美国牧会。
He used to pastor in the US.
但是在36年前。
36 years ago,
他看到了监狱的台湾监狱的需要。
He saw the need in the prison in Taiwan.
所以他回到台湾做监狱工作。
So he came back to Taiwan and started the prison ministry.
他到监狱来跟我传福音。
So he came to prison and visited me and preached the gospel to me.
他来看我的时候，我家人还请他带了这本圣经给我。
When he came to the prison, my family asked him to bring a Bible.
这本圣经呢，跟了我17年。
And this Bible has been with me 17 years.
我一直舍不得丢。
I cannot bear to throw it away.
因为这本圣经陪伴了我走过了破碎的人生。
Because this Bible has accompanied me throughout my life.
其实一开始我拿到这本圣经的时候，我也没有去读它。
When I first got the Bible, I didn't read it.
那时候我受押在看守所。
Yeah, I was in the cell, the prison cell.
所以那时候我在看守所的编号是2886。
And my number was 2886.
我没有读它，但是呢，我第一次读它的时候是很奇妙的一个经历。
I didn't read it, but the first time I read it was a miraculous.
大家知道看守所最缺的就是香烟。
In prison, the most scarce thing was cigarettes.
我们烟不够的时候，我们就会把烟拆掉，然后用纸装成一小支一小支。
When we don't have enough cigarettes, we'll open up the cigarette and turn it into smaller portions.
我们叫做老鼠尾巴。In
Taiwan, they call it rat tails.
大家知道做老鼠尾巴最好用的纸是什么吗？
You know what paper? What kind of paper is best for rolling the cigarette?
就是圣经。It's
Bible. It's a Bible.
那我同学说，哎，季堂，你那边有本圣经，你要不要奉献出来？
My friend said, "Hey, Tom, you got a Bible over there. Why don't you donate a page?"
我说那有什么问题？我就把这个圣经拿出来。
I said, "No problem." And I got my Bible.
就我翻开这个圣经的最后一页。
And I flipped to the last page of the Bible.
是启示录。
It was in Revelation.
我正准备要把它撕下来的时候
，When I was about to tear the page,
我看到了圣经上面写的这段。
I saw this verse.
他说：“这书上的预言若以三句首，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣子三句话的份。”Anyone
takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away this year in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book.
我看到了这段经文，我就心头一惊。When
I saw this verse, I was scared in my heart.
所以我就犹豫了一下，我就撕下空白的那半。But
I still. Towards half of the page which was blank.
所以这本圣经一直保留它的完整性到现在。So
this Bible is still complete to this day.
Thank you. 后来我又移送到台北监狱。And
then I was transferred to Taipei prison.
所以这本书的号码改成3017。So
my number was changed to 3017.
这是我在台北监狱的编号。
That was my number in the prison in Taipei.
因为在台北监狱的时候，我就受洗。In
the Taipei prison, I was baptized.
我就想说，既然受洗了，我应该也要来开始读圣经。And
so since I was baptized, I wanted to start reading the Bible.
但是没有人教我读，我也不知道怎么读。But
no one taught me how to read the Bible, so I don't know how to read.
所以大家知道，大家猜看我第一卷书读的是哪一卷书？So
guess which book he started first.
我第一次读的是罗马书。The
first one he read was Romans.
罗马书不好读。Is
Romans easy to read?
不好读，对不对？No. 那为什么我会选罗马书
？But why did I choose Romans?
因为我以前爱世界。Because
I used to love the world.
以前我爱买名牌。I
used to buy those luxury brands.
名牌都是made in Italy。And
where were they made?
意大利。They
were made in Italy.
所以我觉得罗马书听起来。
So Romans sounded cool to me, so I started reading it.
但是那时候我读的很混乱。But
when I read it, I was confused.
什么立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。But
I desire to do good, but I cannot carry it out. What does that mean?
我心里想说，我到底要不要行善？So
I thought to myself, so do I have to do good or not?
但是我有一次在罗马书当中读到卷经，我非常的感动。But
I read in Romans 5, which moved my heart.
就是这段经文
，which is this verse.
患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。Endurance
produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame.
我感觉神的爱好像进到我的里面。
felt that God's love entered my heart.
我知道只有圣经上面所说的话能够带给我盼望。
I know what the Bible says can bring me true hope.
出狱以后就住到中途之家。
When I got out of prison, I stayed in a midway home, like a prison ministry home.
叫做日光之家。
It's called Sunlight Home.
那是一群愿意改变生命的跟生人改变生命的地方。
It's where the people who just first got out of prison, they can go to this house.
但是因为那个地方是不自由的环境。
But it was a place where there was no freedom.
我已经关了快八年了。
I was locked out for 8 years.
我觉得非常的不自由。
I felt restricted.
才关了七天，我就已经受不了。
So after 7 days, I couldn't do it anymore.
我就想要离开。
I wanted to leave.
但是很奇妙的，我想要离开的时候，那天刚好是圣诞夜。
Well, that day was Christmas Eve.
牧师带我们到东区的一家生命和教会去参加圣诞节晚会。
The pastor brought us to River Life Church in the Taipei East District to go to a Christmas service.
刚进到教会的时候，大家很快乐的在敬拜神。
When I first got to the church, everyone was worshiping.
我完全没办法进入状况。
But I couldn't get into it.
我就问神说：“像我这样的人，你要我做什么？”
When I asked God, for a person like me, what do you want to do in my life?
而你又能够给我什么
？What can you give me？
那大家猜神怎么说
？And guess what? God replied.
神没有说话。
He was silent.
所以我就生气，我就说没关系，我就走。
So I got mad. I said, okay, I'll leave.
然后我走到一半的时候，台上突然唱起了平安夜。
But when I was just leaving, they started singing Silent Night.
我听着我就闭着眼睛听，然后我就开始哭。
So I closed my eyes and started listening, and I started crying.
因为我想到我以前的朋友。
So I thought of my old friends.
死掉的超过十个手指。
More than ten friends had died.
有的是吃了迷幻药从楼上掉下来。
One took LSD and jumped out the building.
有的是吸毒过量死。
Some died from overdose.
有的跟人家在夜店门口起口角就被开枪打死。
Some people fought at the front of the nightclub and got shot.
还有一个小模特。他因为性关系很混乱。
Because he was sexually impure.
他被发现的时候已经死在一个小旅馆里面。
When she was found, she died in a hotel.
我想到这些朋友的脸。
I thought of his friends in my mind.
我知道上帝在告诉我一件事情。
I know God is telling me one thing.
你国中离开了教会
，You left the church in middle school。
现在未来的就不要再离开了。
So when you come back now, don't leave again。
他能够给我这世界上没有给我的东西。
You can give me what the world cannot give me。
也是我最需要的。
Which is what I needed the most。
就是平安。
It's peace。
Amen。
Amen。
后来我就在日光之家住了下来。
So that's how I stayed in the Sunlight Home.
昨天我们中文堂的一些弟兄姐妹才到日光之家。
Right, our Chinese congregation, we went to this place yesterday.
在日光之家呢，我们每天要读圣经。
So in this place, we gotta read the Bible every day.
所以那天，那时候我就每天打开这本圣经，我就读。
So I started reading this Bible every morning.
带领我们的牧师是这个建龙牧师。
So the pastor who led this ministry is this guy.
他以前是十三家酒店的黑道大哥，掌管十三家酒店的黑道。
Right, he used to be a gangster. He was a boss for. He managed 13 nightclubs.
大家看他的脸就知道他不是个什么好东西。
Yeah, look at his face. He just looks like a bad guy. He looks like trouble.
但是呢，我就觉得很好奇。
But I was curious.
是什么力量改变了他
？What kind of power can transform him?
让他愿意24小时陪伴我们这些其实是很不可爱的。
That he was willing to spend 24/7 with unlovable people like him.
所以从那时候我就开始祷告。
So I started praying.
我说神，
I said,
我也要拥有这种力量。
I said God, I want to have this kind of power as well.
神是垂听祷告的神，阿门吗
？God is a God who hears prayers, amen.
当我开始祷告，神就开始带我走了不一样的人生。
So、when I started praying, God led me to a different path.
从怀疑到相信呢，耶稣基督十字架的工作是让我们跟神合的。
Right, from the skeptic to believer, Jesus' work on the cross is to reconcile us to God.
因为耶稣基督死了以后，圣殿的幔子裂成了两半。
But when Jesus Christ died, the veil of the temple was torn in two.
其实至圣所的幔子在旧约的时候，只有大祭司一年可以进去一次。
But the most holy place, only the high priest can go enter it once a year.
但是耶稣基督的工作却让我们打通了我们通往神的道路。
But the work of Jesus, he allowed us to go into to enter God's presence.
当我开始祷告的时候，神就开始带领我走上了侍奉他的道路。
When I started to pray, God led me to serve Him.
离开是六方之家以后，我就到跟神团契去服侍天使出来。
So when I left the sunlight home, I went to the prison ministry angel tree to serve.
这些孩子呢，他们因为环境的关系，他们未来的犯罪率是一般孩子的2-3倍。
So these kids here, because of their parents, they have a crime rate 20 times higher than the regular kids.
他们生命非常需要耶稣。
They need Jesus in their life.
我们每年接触到的天使数还只有3000人。
We help 3,000 kids every year.
大家想，如果这3000个孩子有1/10的孩子能够进到教会
，If one-tenth of them enter the church,
这对神的国度是非常大的祝福。
This is a blessing to God's kingdom.
在做天使数志工的时候，我去陪伴这些孩子。
So I accompanied these children when I was in angel tree.
我跟他们一起玩，我也跟他们讲耶稣。
Right, I'll play with them and I'll talk about Jesus.
我知道这些孩子去耶稣非常的爱这些孩子，就像耶稣他非常爱我们一样。
I know Jesus loves these children just like He loves me.
这张照片是我带这个孩子去我们去石门水库玩的时候。
So this picture was when we went to a 石门reservoir.
这个孩子因为发烧
，and he had a fever.
所以就抱着他一整天。
So I held him for a whole day.
那天很热，我其实很累。
It was a very hot day and I was tired.
但是当我抱这个孩子坐在路边休息的时候
，when I held this child and sat here.
我脸上的笑容其实是充满了喜乐跟满足。
I was filled with joy and satisfaction.
那个下午呢，其实是我人生的一个转捩点。
That afternoon was actually a turning point in my life.
因为那时候我抱着这个孩子的时候，我正在跟神祷告。
Because when I held this child, I prayed to God.
我说神，我以前的生命不要害人都不出
来。I said, God, my life was a complete mess.
但是因为你的爱，我愿意把我一生奉献给你。
But because of your love, I would give my life to you.
所以我就决定去考神学院。
So I decided to go to seminary.
其实要报名神学院的时候呢，我们神学院的老师呢，紧急开了两次会议。
When I wanted to go to the seminary actually held two emergency meetings.
因为我们神学院从来没有跟真人来念过书。
Because there was no people from just got out of prison, there was no people that went to seminary.
但是感谢神，有个老师说啊，他出狱才没多久，所以圣经应该读不好。
But one teacher said, "Oh, you just got out of prison like 3 years ago, so you must not do well on the Bible test."
所以就让他考考看，考不过就自然就把他刷掉就好。
So just let him take the test, and if he doesn't do well, then just kick him out.
所以报名考试以后，我就每天就是读圣经之前呢，我就祷告。
So when I will read the Bible and then pray.
然后我就把神给我的重点用那个荧光笔把它画下来。
And I'll highlight all the points that God told me about.
大家知道吗？当我去考试的时候，考卷发下来的时候
，And when I received the exam papers,
我发现只有4题我不会。
There were only four that I didn't know. Four questions that I didn't know.
我的成绩是那届分数最高的。
My score was the highest out of all students that year. Our God is a true and living God.
When I graduated from the school, I went to the 接上毕业证书的时候
When I received the diploma from the dean
我知道这一切都不是我做的什么
It's not because of what I did
而是当我愿意相信耶稣基督
When I choose to believe in Jesus
他就成就他在我生命当中要做的事情
And he accomplished the things he wanted to do in my life
我们从怀疑到相信就要开始传福音
And from skeptic to believer, let us start spreading the gospel.
毕业以后呢，我就在跟这团契开始服事。
After graduating, I served in the prison ministry.
到现在两年了。
It's been 2 years.
我们跟这团契的服事呢，每天早上8点到10点，我们要先2个小时的晨更。
Right, every morning from 8 to 10, we'll have a morning prayer and Bible study time.
这个圣经每天早上就我就一样抱在手上。
And I use this Bible every morning.
我们每天早上就是一起读神的话。
And we'll read God's word together in the morning.
因为我们相信神的话永远是我们的脚前灯，是我们路上的光。
Because we believe the word of God is a light to my feet, light on my path.
海夫长呢，他见证了十字架上牺牲的工作。海夫长见证了耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲。
Right, the Roman centurion, we witnessed the sacrifice of Jesus.
最后，他向这个世界宣告。
And he told the world,
耶稣基督是神的儿子。
That Jesus was the Son of God.
现在的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
其实我们每个人从怀疑到相信。
When we go from skeptic, from doubt to belief,
我相信我们都会有一段过程。
I believe we have a process.
但是我们最终的目的不是停留在相信而已。
But we cannot stop at just believing.
而是要把这个福音把它传出去。
We have to preach the gospel.
神给我们教会的意向就是传福音带门徒。
Right, the vision God gave the church is to preach the gospel and make disciples.
但是到底什么是福音
？But what is the gospel?
福音从来不是告诉别人我做了什么。
The gospel is never about what I did.
福音是告诉别人神在我们身上做了什么。
The gospel is always about letting other people know what God has done in our lives.
所以从我们怀疑到相信这个过程
，But from doubt to belief, this process
是传福音最好的工具。
It's the best tool for preaching the gospel.
接下来3个礼拜我会到其他不同的教会去分享。
The next 3 weeks I will go to different churches to preach.
不是我能做什么
，Because it's not what I can do.
我只是去分享。神怎么把我从黑暗带进了光明
？I'm only there to share how God has got me from darkness to light.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.